Finally, we want a very big tax cut, but cannot do that until we keep our promise to repeal and replace the disaster known as Obamacare.
Good morning. It is 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Tuesday morning. That was President Donald Trump last night at a rally in Louisville, Kentucky. Joining us right now is Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor and host of The Larry Kudlow Show right here on WMAL on Saturdays at 7 p.m. He is also the author of JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Larry, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning.
So you heard what President Trump had to say last night. Do you think he would much be rather tackling tax reform than fighting the health care fight?
Well, you know, when he gave a speech in Nashville a week ago, that's what he said. It was very interesting. And then he followed up later in an interview with Tucker Carlson on Fox, where he said the same thing. He would have rather done tax reform first, which is ironic because so many of us wanted him to do tax reform first. In fact, business tax reform, which I think could have been done in the first 100 days and would have passed easily and would have given him a quick W,
sure,
which would have bolstered his political capital and given him strength and power to do the health care second. But I guess it's not to be. And I don't know why he said he's implying that somehow reconciliation, this budget process, 51 votes in the Senate, somehow forces him or forced him to do health care first. And I know a whole lot about reconciliation. We used it during the Reagan years, and I don't get that. Like, I don't really understand that. The only possibility is maybe saying, well, we get some budget savings. I guess he gets about $350 billion, according to CBO, for budget savings, which they could have then allocated to the tax plan, but it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. At least he's talking about tax cuts. I like that a lot. Look, that's the ultimate pro-growth measure, and a lot of people on Wall Street, a lot of people in business, are worried that because health care is coming first, they won't get to tax cuts before the year is out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's trying to say, no, people are saying, no, we're going to get to it really fast, and we're going to have a tax plan out in a couple of weeks, and you know, we're going to get to it this spring or summer. Well, I hope that's right. I'm a wee bit skeptical, but, you know, that's the way it is. I just don't understand this whole new line of thinking and talking that he's making, but we'll see.
All right, so he is apparently going to the Hill today after being in Kentucky last night to meet with House members who have been a little reluctant to get on board with the health care revision. We understand some changes have been made to the package to make it a little more palatable to some. I guess it would be in everybody's best interest if they like your line of thinking to get this done and get it over with quickly and move on.
Well, yeah. Trouble is, you know, as you know, you got a House vote, what, on Thursday?
That's the plan.
Let's assume that works. Now, I don't know yet. They're quite there, from what I gather. I mean, right. There's issues here, right? There's Medicaid block grants, Medicaid work requirements, which many conservatives now have come on board with. They're both good policies, by the way. They still have to work on changing, I think, both the age tax credit and the means-tested tax credit. Ryan has opposed that up to now. We'll see. I mean, you know, I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago. On the tax credits, I want them to be less generous to the upper end, which is about 150 grand, and much more generous to the lower end, which could be as low as 12 or 14 grand.
Right.
You know, on up to the 40, 50, 60,000 area, where I really think they need the help. And the age group, I think, is people in their 50s and 60s who are not yet covered by Medicare. So, Brian, those deals, that's what they're working on. I don't think they've been entirely cut. I think some of the Republican Study Committee is for it. A couple in the Freedom Caucus are for it, but I don't think they have the Freedom Caucus yet altogether. That's the those are the issues as I understand them so far.
Well, he says there's a big, beautiful negotiation going, a big, fat, beautiful negotiation going on. This is one of those things. Look, if you adjust this number, then all these other numbers change, and you adjust this number, and then over here in column 7, something changes. I mean, it's a very, very difficult thing to sort of dial in, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of moving parts. Now, look, I argued from the beginning that I thought Ryan's original plan was the very first, very first good step. And again, I repeat, getting rid of the moratorium, the one-size-fits-all with penalties, was a terrific thing. Right there. That's the heart of the problem. And that's solid. And also repealing all the Obamacare tax hikes. That's very important. So you've got, more competition and, frankly, more economic growth. All that stuff was solid, and I liked it a lot. But it's these other moving parts that they have to work on. This is doable. It's just tricky, okay? Separate from the other issue of should they have done it or not. They've done it. Now they're stuck with it. Now they've got to work through it. I really like the fact, and this, I think, is an important piece of Trump's own presidency, that he himself is rolling up his sleeves, either sitting down in the Roosevelt Room in the White House, or like today, I guess he's going up to the Hill, to the House to talk. It's very hands-on, Brian, and I think that's excellent. All right, that's Trump at his best. That's Trump, the art of the deal. So I don't want to underrate him because he may get this done. He may actually get this done, and I assume if he gets commitments, Paul Ryan will go along with those commitments. I mean, that's
right.
A little bit of an open door, but it kind of sounds to me like that will happen. But they need a W.
Yeah.
Now they're, on health care. I mean, if they lose the floor vote Thursday, and I assume that Ryan would not call for a floor vote unless he felt he had
to. He's not going to call for a vote unless he absolutely has one. Larry, we got to leave it right there. Thank you so much for joining us here. We greatly appreciate it.